Okay, I think we're going.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's another Tyson and Friends podcast with Tyson and Justin.
It's Tyson and Friend now.
Yeah, but well, for right now.
We're gonna have Jared join us in a bit.
Yeah, David will be back one day soon.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
We'll have him soon enough, and we're going to talk about...
iOmega Zip Discs.
That's what Tyson wanted for subject.
Yeah, yeah.
The main idea.
Yeah. Here. The only podcast that's still backing up on Zip Disc, baby. I miss that old technology.
Good old Zip Drives.
Yep.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the CD rewritable drives made it useless.
What other tech was really fun? Just modems, the noises we heard coming from the computer.
Yeah, modems were fun. And there was a lot, like...
And you're finally connected?
Yeah.
Okay.
What other weird old tech did we have? I mean, there were floppy drives, but people don't use those anymore. But I wouldn't say those were fun.
Well, yeah, the drives. I was just thinking, like, the bigger 3.5 inch?
I think so, yeah.
The really flimsy discs?
Like, oh, the 5 1/4 inch or whatever those were? Ones, yeah.
Yeah, those were ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I feel like... The ones got destroyed easily.
I think so.
Like, they could get torn. Like, the plastic was really flimsy.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. The best part was, like, it felt like the bigger the disc, the less space it held. It's like, you can get 320 kilobytes of data on this huge disc.
Yeah.
Like, those old hard drives. Like, some of the first hard drives are, like, as big as a washing machine. And it's like, it holds 2 megs.
But then floppies were... really cool when they were new, like the smaller floppies, and people liked they were in a harder case, and I think they could store more.
Yeah, and those went to like 1.44 megs.
Yeah, could fit a little bit more. You could fit lemmings on that.
Yep. I remember, when I was doing Microsoft support and trying to get like these multi-megabyte, you know, drivers on disk, and had to use like those zip utilities and junk like that. It's like, remember, we got to chop it up into three different files.
Yeah. I remember my brother had a game that had like, I think it was close to 10, maybe 15 floppy disks to install a game.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
And if one of the disks was corrupted, you get to like 8 or 9 disks.
Yep.
And then you swap the disk, it's like, sorry, that disk is corrupted and you can't install anything.
Yep.
Or you have to start all over, and it's like, what?
Yep. Yeah, like Windows 95, you could get that on like floppy disks, and I think that was like 30 or 40 something floppies.
Yeah.
And like you said, if one went bad, you're screwed.
Yeah. So the Gamer, or Game Awards, is like 3 hours long, I guess. So we stopped watching
it. Yeah, our plan was to watch it and then podcast, but then it's like, why isn't it over? I just really wanted to watch it for the reveals, but...
Well, it sounds like Jared, he says he's still watching it. So if it's really going to last for 3 total hours, then it should be ending in about 25 minutes or so. So we'll just have him join us when he's done with that.
Yeah.
And then we can ask him a few things.
Now, we came into it late, so we weren't watching it live either. We were watching, like, I think a half hour behind.
We saw, like, a few awards, I think.
Yeah, most of them were just they just shotgunned them off. It's like, here's all these, like, 45 esports awards.
There was a lot of esports. They had Stephen Curry there. But, hey, Smash Brothers won the best fighting game.
Yeah, we saw that.
Beat out MK11, even.
That doesn't surprise me. MK11 just didn't grab me.
Hmm.
Like, Mortal Kombat 10 was great. Mortal Kombat 9 was great.
You liked those ones?
Yeah. A lot of the early Mortal Kombats I really enjoyed. 2 still my favorite, though.
Hmm. Of course. What about MK5 through 8? Never even heard of those ones.
Didn't know
they made them.
Yeah. Those are, like, different. It's, like, Mortal Kombat, I think, like, Deadly Alliance.
Oh, okay. They just counted those.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat Deception and Mortal Kombat Armageddon. Those were fun ones. I had fun with those.
Were they, like, fighting games or, like, action games?
Well, they were fighting games, but they also had, like, a bunch of single-player modes and stuff. Like, there was a story mode.
Mm.
Like, one of them actually had a kart racer mode.
Mm.
Kid you not.
Kart racing.
Yep, Mortal Kombat kart racing. It's not.
You do fatalities while you're driving. Uh oh.
either the laptop. Oh.
Oh, you have a screensaver going on?
I guess so.
Oh, you're on battery. You're not plugged in.
Should be.
Nope, it unplugged. Hold on.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, that's all right. At least it didn't die. Yeah. There, that's why the screen went dark. But we're good.
Yeah, hopefully there's no issue in the recording.
It's charging now. Yeah, it looks like we're still... I think we're still recording, right?
Yeah. I mean, the bar's still going, yeah. So...
Whew. What else? What games? Should we start off on which games you've been playing? And
Yeah, mine is like the same as last time.
But you told me that you beat...
Yeah, I finished Luigi's Mansion yesterday.
Cool.
And I'm still playing Classic WoW up to level 55, but I'm not playing that very much. Like, maybe an hour or two here or there every week.
Okay.
But I'm going to be playing Death Stranding soon, since I finished Luigi's Mansion 3, so next time I can report on that.
He's got that baby game sitting on his shelf ready to play.
Norman Reedus and the Magical Fetus. Next time, I'll be able to tell how the game is, at least what I think of it.
And apparently that thing won, like, best score.
Yeah.
Tonight.
What's funny is there's been controversy about that game on the Game Awards show because Jeff Keighley's friends with Kojima, and a lot of people are like, it's getting all these nominations because they're friends.
Rigged.
Yeah.
Do they get an award, like a monetary award, like if they win?
No, I think they just get that trophy or whatever.
Recognition.
Yeah.
So tell us about Luigi's Mansion and what you thought without many spoilers, I guess.
Ooh, yeah. Well.
Well, actually. Gaming? Do people care about spoilers in gaming?
I think so. Still, yeah.
Okay. Well.
And plus, it's still newer, so we don't want to spoil too much.
But you were frustrated with it last time. I remember
there was issues. Yeah, I had. Yeah, like the bosses, like the actual capturing the ghosts. I thought was real fun.
Yeah.
Like they have this mechanic in it where you can like fling the ghost to the ground, and then he can like break stuff in the environment. And he can damage other ghosts. So there's kind of strategy there, you know. Mm. And I thought that was a lot of fun. And the game's also like one big puzzle box as well.
So it's like a family game, though, because it won Best Family Game.
Yeah, so at the Game Awards, is it
It's multiplayer, then.
Yeah. Like,
did you ever play it multiplayer?
No, I had no one to play it multiplayer with, so I just did single player. Hmm. But, like, again, the thing that frustrated me was just I didn't find a lot of the boss battles fun. Hmm. Like, they were all unique, which was great. You know, no boss felt the same. But just more... Most of the time, I'm like, you know, I'm not having fun in this boss battle. Yeah, not really just frustrated, but just only a few of the boss battles really got me frustrated, but most of the time, I just wasn't having fun.
Yeah. No, I can relate, because I bought that Mario Tennis Aces game.
Yeah.
And I ended up selling it back to GameStop, because I liked the gameplay, and I thought it was actually pretty fun on multiplayer, but going through the single player, I got so pissed off. Like, there was a boss on there that I, for the life of me, could not defeat him. It was like some octopus boss or something that would... The boss had either some really bad programming or I just didn't know the secret. Because everything I tried, I would die. It was like you would get trapped on one side and you couldn't get to the other side to dodge his like tentacles slapping you or something. And I was just like, this is impossible. I remember getting so mad, I was like, I don't even want to play this game ever again.
Yeah.
Like, this game's cool when I'm playing just tennis, but the boss fights are ridiculous, and I couldn't get past it. I was like, well, I guess I'm never going to earn some of these secrets or, I don't know, extra rackets that you can get or something.
Mm-hmm. I remember your brother David bought it.
Yeah, I think he said he got frustrated on bosses too, but yeah. I think he beat that boss. Maybe he Googled it, or I don't know. There was probably some secret to it. Or I feel like there was a bug in the game. They must have patched it, and they needed to patch it. And I don't know if they ever did. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But I want to say I remember David having issues with the game as well. I don't think he got really big into it.
Yeah.
Well, I just played it when they had that multiplayer beta. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, you know, this is pretty good.
Well, that's another thing. Before Nintendo Switch Online happened.
Yeah.
Mario Tennis had just come out, like, it was like 2 or 3 months before Nintendo Switch Online happened.
Yeah, before they rolled over.
You could play the tennis game for free still online. And I tried it. And I was like, well, I can play it for free. Why not? I'm going to go try playing some people. And I kid you not, it was impossible to win. I was getting lined up with people who I was assuming some of these people got to be noobs, right? No. Yeah. No, it was like ridiculous. Their power moves were perfectly timed, or it was unbeatable. Yeah. I was like so mad. I was like, this is dumb. I don't want to play.
It's crazy how poor matchmaking is in games now, but also it's just crazy how good people get so quick.
Yeah.
Like, when I played the multiplayer beta of that, I noticed how good people were. Like, you know, this thing's been up for like 5 hours. How are people like mastering it like this?
Are you guys bots or cheating somehow?
Yeah, it's like people came back from the future, you know, after playing this game for 20 years.
Well, I feel, yeah, they need to have better, like, level matching or... Because, like, when I used to play PUBG Mobile more,
yeah,
you had a trophy level that would rise as you got better. As you achieved more experience or gained more awards, whatever, you had a trophy level. And that trophy level would match you with better players of the same trophy level. Yeah. So that it was more fair. But, yeah, it's even then, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect system.
I remember that being one issue I had with Splatoon 2. And even the first game, like, I remember coming in, because I came in, like, late to both games.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, super late. But at least with, like, Splatoon 2, it's like, I'm level 1. And it's like, oh, I'm fighting, like, a level 40, you know, a team of level 40s. It's like, since I'm level 1, yeah. I don't have the type of weapons that they do. And it's just...
What was the challenge with online gaming?
I just remember how bad it was. And then, to make Splatoon worse, is you have no way of talking to your team.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of online gaming. I when it was new, man, I loved the idea of linking together from different networks from far away and being able to play with my friend on, like, Phantasy Star Online, for example, was one of my first online games, and it was amazing to me. But I don't know. There's the competition ones to me. They aren't fun.
No, competition's too good. People get too good.
Yeah. You never know if, like... See, I'm a working, you know, almost 40-year-old now. I'm probably being matched up with kids who were 10, 11, 13. They have all the time in the world to be able to just invest into this game. And they're, like, freaking pros. And there's no match. Like, it's just... There's impossible to beat some of these people.
Yeah.
They're too good.
That's true, yeah.
So I'm more of a single player campaign kind of guy now.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've kind of always been that way, but I remember playing games like Tenchu and Metal Gear Solid and now, you know, the Doom game, even Jared, we'll talk about this when he gets on here, but
yeah.
He pinged me yesterday or texted me when I was playing Doom on my Switch in my bed. And he's like, "How can you play 55 hours of Doom?" And I'm like, because it's fun.
Yeah, hey, because it's a fun game.
It's like, I don't even play it online. I play the campaign over again, and then I play it on a harder difficulty, because I like the challenge.
Yeah.
And I like to earn all the upgrades on my weapon, and get better at maneuvering, and dodging the enemies, and I don't know, it's just fun to me.
Yeah. But I'm kind of like you, like, I don't care about competitive games anymore. Like, maybe like 20 years ago, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
But now it's like...
There was more excitement
for it. Now I just don't care. And like you, I don't really care about playing online. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help that everybody wants to charge money for it now. You know, Nintendo wants you to pay... Granted, not a lot. Like, what, $20 a month? Or $20 a year, if that. Microsoft's like a couple bucks gaming, a month. And
it just doesn't... It doesn't excite me.
No.
That much. I'd rather just... kind of have a game to my own and just play it when I have some free time and be able to turn it off when I want and not have to worry about arranging time with other people to play with me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's one problem, is people turn it into a job.
Yeah.
Especially with MMOs, like, WoW. Everyone's like, okay, guys, we're going to raid, so be here at, like, 6 p.m. and we'll raid till 11. And
yeah. I do admit that when I first started playing PUBG Mobile with my coworkers, that was really fun. Like, I had never played any of those, like, Battle Royale games. And I honestly, I don't care at all about Fortnite or any of that. But, like, PUBG was, there was something fun about being with my three other buddies and just kind of planning it out and trying to arrange, like, a raid together, just stick together and, I don't know, and end up being the last team standing. It was fun, but there's cheaters, and sometimes you're just playing with a bunch of bots, so that's not fun either.
Yeah.
know.
One problem I have with those games, especially the team-based ones, like, I bought Overwatch, and I really can never get into it very much. Because, like, I've never
played that game.
Well, it's a team-based multiplayer game. The problem is your enjoyment is also going to come out to how well your team plays. Like, there's times where I play it, I've played Overwatch, and it's just been a drag because nobody else on the team wants to do the objectives.
So if you have a bunch of lazy people, then your team doesn't do well.
Yeah, and then it sucks because all those games have, like, level-up mechanics or something weird like that.
So you have to find the perfect team and become a golden team.
Yep.
And if you have one weak link, then...
Yeah, it just sucks. It's not good. It's why, like, I'd rather play a single-player game now.
So you're done with Luigi's Mansion, and you're going to start that baby game.
Yep, Norman Reedus and the Magical Fetus.
You beat Astral Chain.
Yep.
That was... I asked you about Bomberman, because I didn't even know you had that game. Isn't it kind of new?
No, Bomberman came out, like, when the Switch came out.
Oh.
Or at least just around then.
And you said you didn't really enjoy that one.
No, I did not. It was not... It had, like, a lot of lag, controller lag and other stuff back then.
Uh-huh.
That just... It just was not fun for me. I know they've made a lot of patches since then, but...
Yeah.
It's just to the point now to where I don't care about the game, so...
And I noticed that you have Link's Awakening, but I didn't know you had that before. Was that a new purchase for you?
Oh, I've had that for, like, a month or so.
So you already beat that game pretty
quick.
Yeah,
I beat that one.
You played the old one on the Game Boy, right?
Bits and pieces of it. I never had it for the Game Boy when the Game Boy was, you know, current.
Uh-huh.
Like, I actually bought Link's Awakening for the Game Boy when I bought the Switch version.
Okay.
My plan was to, at least how I had it in my head is, okay, I'll go through the Game Boy version and then play the Switch to see what was different.
But you couldn't withstand.
Well, I put it in my Game Boy and my eyes were like, you know, we're mostly blind here. We're not like it was 30 years ago where I could see.
Well, and playing on a Game Boy is completely painstaking now.
Yeah, oh, especially now that I can't believe how I did it as a kid. Because it's like, I can't get a good
view. We had younger eyes. Even me, man. Like, when I pick that up, the blur motion you get.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
awful.
Well, it's funny.
We're spoiled,
like,
now.
Yeah.
With high frame rates and sharp resolutions.
Yeah, back then that was like current tech.
That was like the bomb.
But yeah, but going back now after all that, just how unplayable the Game Boy is to me because of it. Yeah. Like, I'm sure if I put the games in, like, the Super Game Boy, played them on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, the Super
Or played them in, like, my Game Boy
totally
Color.
I forgot about that thing.
I'd probably enjoy them.
You still have a Super Game Boy, probably, huh?
Yeah, still got mine.
That was the way to do it, man. Because it was like, you got up on the big TV, and you didn't have the motion blur. But it was still in black and white, right?
Like, it was in monochrome. It wasn't, like, black and white, because on the
Super... They gave it a little color.
Yeah, on the Super Game Boy, you could choose between, like, different palettes.
Yeah, that's
right. It's like, here's, like, pink and red, or green and blue.
That was a cool thing that Super Nintendo had.
Yeah. And some games were actually programmed with the Super Game Boy in mind. I guess there was, like, a color palette information or something, so it would put more color on the game when you had it in the Super Game Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why... Didn't seem like that device did too well, but
it's I don't know. Cool invention. Seemed like a lot of people I knew had it, or at least have heard of it.
Maybe there was like they didn't really want to market it that much because they felt like it would take sales away from the Game Boy.
Probably.
And its games. I don't know.
There's rumors that they had a revision 2 of it coming out. Some people claim they have it. Some say it never existed. So I don't know.
Apparently, it'd be funny if they had on the Switch and like you open the port and it's like this big old like chunk comes out of it.
Oh,
that'd
be funny.
Game Boy cartridge in there.
Yeah, like at the bottom, just take out like the vent and there's a Game Boy cover.
Little add-on.
Yeah.
The game cartridges are as big as the Switch now.
Yeah.
Or at least a big chunk of the size.
Yeah, it's amazing that how the size of the cartridges have gone. Like Game Boy, like you said, these kind of big. Well,
they were small back then, but
yeah,
now,
they were small, but like
geez, compared
huge.
To a Switch cartridge.
Yeah, like the Switch cartridge. Like my greatest fear, I know it's stupid, but I'm always worried that like I'm gonna take a game out of the Switch case. It's gonna like fly out of the case into my mouth. I'm gonna swallow
yours
it.
Yours and everyone else's.
You know, because
they're so tiny.
I'm like, I'm gonna drop it and it's gonna fly in my mouth and I'm gonna swallow it.
At least they're not as small as a micro SIM or
yeah,
a micro
those,
SD.
Yeah, like the cards.
Jeez. Those things are like...
My thumbnail's bigger than those
cards. I need tweezers to deal with these things. Holy crap. And, yet, like, and I can't believe you can fit like...
Like terabytes of gigs, yeah.
Yeah, jeez. That size. We couldn't even have fathomed when we were teenagers that size of storage would fit on something so small.
I mean, like at that point, what? Printing on the Atom at that point with that size? I mean, man.
That's insane. Like, I mean, my brother had like... we were talking about the zip drives, but... I remember when the first iOmega zip drive came out, wasn't it 100 megabytes?
Yep, 100 megabytes. And
that
and
was insane.
Yeah, because that was back when like most hard drives were under a gigabyte.
Yeah.
And having something that was a tenth to like 50% of your hard drive space was so crazy.
It's nuts.
I remember I had friends that took those zip drives to school, and that's how they got like all the pirated software on there, like Quake and Warcraft 2. And...
Oh, yeah, because you could fit them all on there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nowadays, it's, man, you got like one game and it takes up like 40 gigs. It's crazy how we've come.
Yeah. My son's NBA 2K19 got the full digital version of that like a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's like 35 gigs on the Switch.
Yeah.
Forced me to have to get a bigger SD card.
Yep. The thing I hate, like, it happens mostly on the Switch, but you still see it on the PS4 and Xbox One, or developers that release a game where only part of the game is on the disc or card or whatever.
That's sad.
Then you got to download the rest.
I mean, come on. That cartridge, if I can get SD cards that hold, like, up to a terabyte in this little size.
Yeah, like your fingernail.
The size of my fingernail.
Yeah.
Then you should be able to fit it in the Switch cartridge. I know you'd have to pay more for that cartridge, but hey... I mean,
well, even then, like, compression technology has gotten better, you know?
Yeah.
Use that. Do something.
People are trying to move away from having physical cartridges.
When that happens, I think I'm done with games. I think I'll probably just stick to the retro stuff.
I mean, it'll be a sad day when the gaming world completely moves to cloud or something.
Yeah.
Where you don't own it anymore. You just pay for a digital copy that's stored somewhere and... You don't even get to download it somewhere. I mean, that's my fear with the Stadia thing is, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to, like, own that game.
Yeah.
And it will just be stored on a cloud. And 20 years from now, what if I want to play that game? Like, you keep all yours in totes that you've kept, but you can't do that with the Stadia.
Yeah. See, that's the thing that has me worried about the future of games. Because like you're saying, you know, I've got a Super Nintendo that's, what, 25 years old? Mm-hmm. I can pop that in and I can play like Super Metroid just like the day it launched.
Yeah.
But you have games now where as soon as a server goes down, you've got like part of a game or the complete game itself, it's gone. Mm-hmm. You can't play it anymore.
I guess there's always going to be ROMs, hopefully. We kind of have to... go around the law a little bit.
Yeah. But
people build those Raspberry Pis and that's like little Super Nintendos. Like my coworker has that and it looks like a Super Nintendo. It's the case for it. And he's loaded hundreds. He put like a terabyte on that thing and he's got like every Super Nintendo. He even threw Genesis games on there and he got his Raspberry Pi to be able to play all those.
But even then, like, games that rely on servers, when those servers go down, even if you have, I guess you could say the ROM or game file or, you know, EXE, whatever you want to call it.
Download all those ROMs locally somewhere while you can, because someday someone might shut them all down.
Yeah, well, with how this is the thing that also worries me about this online stuff and the cloud and digital games is who knows where the internet's going to be in 10 years. You know, we could be at a point
maybe
where
be able to go inside of it, like on Tron. Yeah.
Well, even then, like, in 10 years, we could have way more restrictions on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
where some people want it to go.
Yeah.
Like Comcast.
Yeah. All it takes is just one company to get the ball rolling. And then.
Big company is already doing that.
Yeah.
I think Verizon and Comcast, right?
Yeah. Like, I know Comcast and their Xfinity brand, they still have, like, a lot of bandwidth caps and stuff on it.
Well, they're pushing to make people pay, like, basically subscription fees to have internet connectivity to certain websites.
Yeah, like Netflix.
Types of services or types of URLs. So I don't know how it worked, but it'd basically be like we'd all have to pay subscriptions to go to...
like Netflix.
Yeah, or even just YouTube. Just to go to plain YouTube, like... Not even talking about the YouTube Red subscription. It's just to watch YouTube videos. Yep. And that's just wrong. Like, the internet should always be free, in my opinion. So,
well, I don't know, free, but it should, it shouldn't have, like...
It should be open.
Yeah, to where, and no, if people want to charge... No, to where no matter what ISP you have, you can get to the same sites.
Right. Anybody can open a website, but then if you want to charge subscriptions for your service once you're there, that's fine, but... And we have plenty of that, but anyway... We could talk about that for a long time.
Well, we could, because nobody knows where it's going to be in a decade or 20 years.
I mean, the way that technology's advanced since we were kids, jeez, it's exponential, man.
Yes, yes. Like, when I was a teenager getting online, I had like a 14.4 modem.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
I remember going to like...
Mod, 14.4
mod. I remember at the time there was that women's gymnastics team, right? That one, you know, the lady, what was it, Carrie Strug? Carrie Strug with like the broken leg.
Was she Nancy Kerrigan?
No, no.
Or someone who got... what is this, the Olympics you're talking
about?
Yeah,
the Olympics. Where the lady, like, did the pole vault and landed on, like, a broken leg. It shows the difference between someone like that. Like, Carrie Strug can, like, land that with a broken leg. I, like, stub my toe and I'm in the corner ready to die. I'm curled up in a ball like, this is the end. Jeez. And she can land that. But, like, I remember being big into that and looking at pictures of that. And it, like, a 14.4 modem. It's like... I want to see this lady mid-flip, but it's going to take like 5 minutes to download the, like that 10 kilobyte JPEG, you know?
Wow. Yeah, good times. Well, maybe I should tell about some games I'm playing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, really, there's only one game that I'm supposed to be playing Bloodstained, but I'm not progressing well on that. I know Clint's probably upset. He wants his game back. And so, Nate, if you're listening, I know you want to play that next, and you are next. I need to finish the game, though. And my other friends let me borrow Link's Awakening. I need to finish that. But I just haven't touched those ones because I got another game, Mark of the Ninja, because it was on sale. Normally, it's $20. I think it went down to $10 during that sale that Nintendo did. And a bunch of games that were, like, a lot of them were 50% off. So I was like, I've been wanting Mark of the Ninja for a while, so I just... bit the bullet and did.
You playing Bloodstained on the Switch?
Yeah, I've been. And they have
you
fixed...
can always give your friend's copy back and borrow mine if you need to.
You have that on the Switch?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had the physical copy.
Oh, no, I don't.
You have it on the Switch, right?
Yeah, I have it on the Switch. Never mind.
It's fine. I should be able to... I just haven't been able to play it very much. But it's fun. They did fix a lot of the performance problems. So it's got a smoother frame rate now and... That is what I asked for. The controls are more responsive on that game now, so that's good. But I'm just more interested in Mark of the Ninja, and there's two game modes, and I'm almost done with the easy one, and then after that there's like a more challenging game mode.
Yeah.
But Mark of the Ninja is super fun. Like, there's some swearing in it. I think that's why I got the M rating. The blood isn't even that bad. It's like you stealth kill a guy, and it's like kind of this cartoony splash of blood, and it's gone. Like, it doesn't stay on screen. You're kind of far out too, because it's a 2D side scroller that's way far out. And the blood's not there, and it's not like his head's still intact, and so I don't feel like the violence is even much of a thing on that game. There's like some of the guys when they get frightened, I was telling you this, they drop some F words, but it's kind of like under their breath. They're like, oh fuck, you know, or like, they're like, shiz, and it's like they're swearing like that, and you're like, oh well, I guess my kids can't watch this with me.
Yeah,
but if they could have just like had an option where I can turn off the cursing, even turn off the blood. I mean, how hard is that?
Yeah,
it's not that hard to program in. I think it's just like. Seems like a simple thing.
I'm sure it's one of those things I probably wanted to have in, but like with a lot of games, it's like we've only got like 10 months to work on this. And
No, it's fun though. It's like the controls are really responsive and smooth, and it's fun to like sneak around, and it's all about the lighting, because if you're in the light, I like it because the whole screen kind of lights up as if like you're in the light too, even though it's just a 2D game. Yeah. It's really cool. The ambience is like really well done, and you can shoot out the lights with like your shurikens or
like your ninja stars or whatever.
Call them bamboo darts, and you have unlimited of these things. They don't kill enemies, but you can distract them with them. Like what the heck? Hey, you hit them with the dart, or you shoot the light out, and they're like, what? Who turned mm-hmm. out the lights? And then they go walk around, and they're like, oh, must not be anything. And then they yeah. start doing stuff again. The timer thing runs out, and they're like, and then there's like little grates or grills, you know, like sewer drains or whatever, that you can kind of peek out of, and then the guy walks over it, and then you stab him through it, and then pull mm-hmm. him under. So you hide the body real quick before another guard comes, because if he sees the dead body, he's like, ah, freaking out.
Yeah, no, like he Metal Gear.
Gets on a walkie-talkie and alerts all the other guards, and then they're all coming after you. They're like, he's here somewhere! And then you get minus score. So for me, who is really into Tenchu, Stealth Assassins, all of the versions of it,
mm-hmm.
I love this game because I can go back and redo the levels and try to master them and get a perfect score where it's like, all right, I'm going to try it this time and not get caught by any bad guys. Or you can even go back and play the level and not kill anyone. Like, try mm-hmm. to just evade, and that's the challenge, is not to get caught and not to even kill anyone. You can play it that way, too, which is
yeah.
gives you different points. In fact, I think it awards you even more points for not killing somebody. Like, that's cool. I think that's mm-hmm. awesome. And that's kind of like Tenchu. Like, I would go back and replay the levels over and over again and try to kill, stealth kill every guy on the level. And did that a lot of times, actually.
Yeah. I remember you used, like, my email address once in a message board or something about Tenchu.
I did?
Yeah, because I used to get, like, emails all the time being like, Justin, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I'd be like, well...
What? Wow, that must have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just remember the rice balls on Tenchu. You'd be sitting on a roof, and you could throw a rice ball on the ground, and the guard would be, like, watching it. Whoa, where's that... That rice ball just fell from the sky. I think I'm going to go eat it.
Yeah, and they'd seems, walk towards seems natural.
It. Yeah, and it's a poison rice ball. So if they actually mm-hmm. do eat it, they start coughing. And then they're kind of alerted. So you don't want them to actually get to the rice ball. You just want them to walk towards it. Then when their back's facing you, you go up and you stealth kill them. Anyway, I love espionage. Those tactical espionage games were just my favorite, like mm-hmm. Metal Gear. I don't feel like they're much of a thing anymore. Like,
no.
People lost interest.
Like, the only one that's around...
Metal Gear?
Yeah, and, well, I don't even think that's really
done now, huh? Yeah. Because he's now making baby games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that's... Mark of the Ninja is really the only game I've been playing, like, kind of a lot. But then, Mike Tyson, you're going to let me borrow Luigi's Mansion 3 and Astral yep. Chain. I'm going to try those out. But yeah, those mm-hmm. are the games I've been playing. Let's see if Jared's ready.
So next time you'll probably talk about Astral Chain or Luigi's Mansion 3.
If I can.
And I'll talk about the Magical Fetus Simulator.
Yeah. Over yet. I'm just checking with Jared. See if he's got anything he wants to add to this.
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, since we kind of talked about stealth games, I hate games that put stealth in it that shouldn't have stealth in it.
Which games are we talking about now?
Well, like... Breath of the Wild, for example, like that stealth segment, I didn't find fun because the game really doesn't give you the best depth of, you know...
Like, you can't, like, lean up against a wall.
Yeah.
It was...
And you that really...
That part was hard.
And you really don't know how well the guys can see you or not, because, again, it's not made for stealth.
The game wasn't necessarily... Well, there's got the stealth meter and you got the stealth clothes, so, yeah, and that little...
Yeah, but, like, their game design wasn't built around that, though.
No, it wasn't.
It's not like Metal Gear, you know, like Tenchu type of thing.
Jared says they're about to announce the game of the year. So, this sounds pretty important to Jared. So,
yeah.
I better not bug him anymore.
Like, we should find out who
wins. It actually sounds like he's getting annoyed by my texts. So
that's funny.
I'm going to leave him alone, and if he wants to join, then he can join and tell me. Anyway, what else? Oh, yeah, movies. I told you that you were cool with it. We can talk about some movies.
We talk about whatever. I mean, Justin, we spent 10 minutes talking about zip discs, you know? I don't think there's really a topic
well,
here.
The only reason I wanted to bring up movies is because all of a sudden there's like five kind of cool movies that were announced and their trailers dropped, and I'm kind of interested in all of them, to tell you honestly. The new Black Widow movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything
is that Scarlett Johansson
is... You know, that can't be a bad thing.
No, I mean, I remember seeing her in Was she in that one movie about, like, where...
The Island?
Her, yeah, where her and that guy were clones.
One of my favorite movies. Yes.
Yeah, I saw and that. I think that she looks good.
So good in that movie because I think she looks better as a blonde, honestly, than a redhead.
Is she redhead?
The redhead... Or
is she blonde?
Well, in Black Widow, she's a redhead.
But what's her natural hair color now? Because now you got me confused.
I think it's, like... Actually, I don't know. I think it's, like, like a dirty blonde, like a brownish color. But in Island, she was blonde with longer hair. I think that... You know, I'm just...
You like the longer blondes. Hair? Hey,
well, my wife's blonde that. And has longer hair. But, you know, she's cute no matter what. She's a pretty woman. But, yeah, that Black Widow movie's coming out. I saw that. I saw all these trailers. So then there's the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die. Seems kind of cool. I heard this is going to be...
Who's James Bond? Is it still like Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
Okay.
And it's going to be his last one. And then rumor has it that they're going to have a female Bond.
Ooh,
next time.
That'll be interesting.
And so there's drama about that on the webs.
Why? I think that could be cool if done right.
Well, yeah. So some people are for it, and some people are like, no, James Bond is James Bond. It should always be... well, apparently 007 is just a designation in the Secret Service. And so it could be a female or a male, really.
Well, to be fair, they've had like a dozen actors play James Bond, so you can't really...
And we're at this point where, come on, I mean... The females can do it too. I mean, if you don't, then you're gonna be in danger of sexist being a sexist movie maker or video game maker or whatever. But just do it. I mean, that's fine. I don't mind. I don't care. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Why not? So, Daniel Craig. I saw the trailer for this one. It looks sounds kind of serious. Seems like a very different type of James Bond movie. Like very serious. Then there's a new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
that. The trailer doesn't make it seem... It's weird, because apparently three of the four guys from the original are coming back. One of them's dead now.
Yeah, so, like, was it the scientist
Egon?
Guy that's dead?
Yeah. Egon, yeah. I can't remember, but I think it's Egon. He's dead, so they can't obviously bring him back. Maybe they could.
They could CG, yeah.
I mean, the kind of things we do, we're doing that with Leia, so... so that... The trailer didn't even show any of those guys. So I was like, am I watching the right trailer? Because it felt like a horror movie or something. It felt like I was watching a Stranger Things sequel. And there's even the guy from Stranger Things in. Mm-hmm. I think he was in it.
I still need to watch the Ghostbusters movie that had all the female leads in it. I never watched that yet.
Yeah. No, wait. I'm getting confused. This Ghostbusters movie had one of the guys from Stranger Things. The Black Widow movie had the dad guy from Stranger Things.
Okay.
And then I think another, like James Bond or one of these other movies, had another guy from Stranger Things. I'm like, so they got the whole cast of Stranger Things and put them in different movies. Great. Because I guess, I don't know, what's going on with Stranger Things? Are they going to do another season? Who knows?
I never finished that. I saw a few seasons. It was pretty entertaining. But with a lot of shows I watch on Netflix, I'll get a couple seasons in and then...
It's good. I like that it has a lot of 80s like references and stuff. I'm down with that.
Got like the Atari 2600 references.
Yeah. Retro stuff. What amazes me is the mall in that show. If you go back, they have a mall and they go to it a lot and hang out. Everything in the mall, I mean, they just had to have spent thousands and thousands of dollars to get like these old signages put up like for Orange Julius or whatever. Yeah. And it looks like it's like we're in the 80s and like neon lights and stuff like that, and it's just like, wow, they just built this set, just this mall set, just for the show. I mean, goes back to Netflix being $13 billion in debt. But
did they build the set, or did they just go to a mall and do it?
I mean, it's possible they could have taken an old mall that wasn't being used anymore and then they just added into it and built the old stuff. But or they could have just built their own set from scratch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. And this is part of the reason why Netflix is so much in debt.
Well, yeah, I don't understand how like Netflix can survive with the debt they have, but like Toys R Us had a fraction of that debt and they go under.
Seriously, it's crazy. Another movie that's coming is the new Wonder Woman movie.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that Wonder Woman 84 looks fun.
Yeah, WW84 seems pretty cool. what was in that that seemed cool and special. I don't know, just more Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed the first movie.
Yeah, I did too. It was fun.
I thought DC did a good job with it. And Aquaman. Yeah,
Gal Gadot or whatever her name is. She's a good Wonder Woman.
Oh, Jared's calling us, so he's going to join in.
Talk about Wonder Woman?
Yep.
Tell him he's got to talk about Wonder Woman.
Hey, Jared. Wait, maybe I'm not on speaker. Hold on, buddy. Jared, what's up?
Yeah. Hey.
There we go. On speaker now.
We're going to talk about the Wonder Woman movie. You ready to talk about it?
Well, we're already talking about it.
I don't know anything about it.
We moved on to movies for a minute here. Talked about the new Ghostbusters, the new James Bond, the new Black Widow, and now we're on Wonder Woman 1984. You haven't heard anything?
We can talk about iOmega Zip Discs if you want to talk about that.
We talked about those. Do you remember iOmega Zip Drives?
100 megs? That's crazy.
No.
You don't remember this?
Those, like, removable discs.
All right, you're now unwelcome to our podcast. just kidding. We need you here, Jared. We need you here. The only other movie is, I showed Tyson a trailer of this, was this new Ryan Reynolds movie called Free Guy. It's like, he's, like, in a video game.
Yes.
It looks kind of interesting, actually.
It looks so dope.
I can't wait for the video game release of that.
They're going to make a video game of it. How could they not?
Like Street Fighter, the game, the movie, the game.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
But that was, we were just talking about some of those movies. You could probably go back and listen to this podcast and hear what we said, but unless you have something more you want to say to those movies.
I think Free Guy is going to be awesome. Yeah. I like it. I think it's like Grand Theft Auto kind of meets Lego movie.
Yeah.
Meets, like a superhero movie.
Yeah, I was telling Tyson that. It seemed like a Lego movie type of thing almost.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool.
So how was the Game Awards? Did it meet your expectations?
Made me want to put a Glock in my throat.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So what did you...
Nothing to be excited for.
Really? We only saw... We watched maybe like 40 minutes of it. And by watch, it was on in the background.
Yeah. While I built your riser.
Yeah. They showed Hellblade 2, right? I didn't just have that as a fever dream. Okay.
Creepy.
Sanua's whatever.
It's gonna be for the Xbox. What's it called?
Are they making that for the new Xbox and PlayStation for next year?
PlayStation 5 and Xbox X Series, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I can't hear. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So, what won the game of the year? We didn't catch that.
Well, that was Sekiro.
Oh, okay. You mean Death Stranding didn't win?
No, and I am baffled as to how much Death Stranding has won, considering IGN gave it like a 6.
Well, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories about that. People saying that that game got all the nominations and things it did because, you know, like Jeff Keighley's friends with Kojima.
It's rigged.
You know?
Seriously.
But I'm surprised when I got like best sound, because I've never heard anyone talk about the soundtrack in that game.
That's funny. Yeah, it's possible. But it sounds like from our last podcast, you were saying Kojima guy kind of seems like he's going a little crazy.
When hasn't he?
A little bit off the deep end, maybe.
When hasn't he?
Maybe he forgot to take his meds or
like
something.
Like, the Metal Gear Solid games have been fun, but their story has always been insane.
Well, he's
always
Japanese.
Always been
what can you say?
Insane.
Like, it's sort of Japanese anime-esque, which is... always gonna be a little weird,
but I guess
like a mind trip.
Yeah, but I guess they're saying Kojima wants to make movies instead of games.
Well, he should.
That's what he wants to
do. Probably popular. People like weird.
The crazy thing is, though, if I played mature games, I think I would actually play that game just because
you're curious.
The curiosity level.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. He's got it on PlayStation 4.
Got it installed.
And he hasn't even started playing it yet.
No, I installed it, and then I'm going to hopefully have... Who knows how far I'll be in it by the next podcast.
You didn't get the baby controller? The rocker?
No. If I'm going to get a controller... Yeah, if I'm going to get it like a really bad controller, I want the chainsaw controller from Resident Evil 4.
Okay, Tyson. Intense violence, strong language, partial nudity. You ready?
Ooh, it's probably that baby. That's got to be it.
It's the baby, yeah, that's the partial nudity.
Yeah. looking at this.
So don't
fetus.
Worry, it's just baby nudity. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not like you're looking at female, like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what he's going to play soon. I can't be here for that.
I'll tell you what, though. I can't believe that how terrible the graphics are for the new Fast and Furious, and that the actors actually got out there and, like, promoted it and owned it. It was like PS3 graphics. It looked horrible.
This is the new what?
Is
the
it
new
a
Fast and Furious?
Fast and the Furious Crossroads video game.
Is it a racing?
It looks horrible.
I say go all the way and just make it look like PlayStation 1, you know? With the warping
twisted
textures
metal
and everything.
Polygon graphics?
Yeah.
And then, like, edit into the first Fast and Furious, them playing it.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I wouldn't mind Twisted Metal graphics coming back, honestly.
With a
smooth frame rate?
I would like to see, like, yeah, indies do that. Do, like, PlayStation, Saturn, and 64 level graphics, but like you said, with better frame rates.
Vigilante
8?
Yeah, dude. That
I'd love to see
fun.
Car Combat Racing make a comeback.
Well, that'd be fun. That'd be great.
That would be fun.
So what Jared, what games have you been into and loving and playing? Etc.
Shovel Knight.
That's a fun game.
King of Cards.
Never played that.
I really enjoyed it.
That's good.
But I don't play it. I don't play it all in a row. Like, you know how you like cruise through a video game?
Yeah.
I haven't been doing that. Because I want to savor it. So I've just been like doing a boss fight at night.
Right.
And then David convinced me to get Monster Boy.
Monster Boy.
I got that just barely, because it's originally 40 and I got it for 20. So.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 18-hour campaign, too, which isn't bad for a 2D side-scroller. So I'm excited for that. I think it's a beautiful game, and it's going to be fun.
I think I played the demo for that. If they had a demo, that might have been the one I played.
I am super happy about the awards that Fire Emblem Three Houses won, though.
Oh, yeah, best strategy game.
They got two.
Ooh, what was the other one?
Hang on, my dogs are outside. I know this is totally unprofessional.
Nah, just teach the dogs how to open the door.
That's so unprofessional.
On our chat.
Did the Goose game win anything?
No, it should have. It should have won Best Indie Game, but Grease did instead, which I'm actually curious about Grease. That might be a fun one.
Really surprises me that the Goose game didn't win anything, because there was so much like hype about that.
Yeah, there was, but it also seems like it kind of died down like a week later. Like a lot of people weren't talking about it.
Yeah, but
as
then
much.
There were memes and everything that are still floating around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still want to play it. I do.
Yeah, I'm planning on playing it once it's like 50% off. I can't justify spending $20 in a game I'm going to play for an hour and a half.
It's coming to like the PS4 and like, I think next week.
Huh.
Is it?
Yeah.
So Smash Bros. Got Ultimate Fighting Game, Best Fighting Game, which I'm super happy about.
That's cool.
And Best Family Game, Luigi's Mansion 3, which I am pleased with.
Yeah, I finally beat that.
Well, then, that should help you not...
blast with that game. The co-op in that game is just awesome.
Well, it sounds like you are happy about some things, and it should help you with wanting to pull the gun back out of your throat.
No, I'm talking about the game...
The game reveals?
Oh, was the revealing stuff.
Was there, like, any, like, Metroid or Bayonetta stuff shown?
There's nothing for Nintendo except for one Square game.
I guess it's
Bravely Default
E3 thing. I guess it's not like E3.
Well, I was hoping they'd have like a Metroid or a Bayonetta 3 reveal.
Was it just me who saw that commercial about the GD superhero?
I didn't see it.
It was like this commercial, and you were gone too.
I think you just imagined that.
No, I will look it up on Google after this. I promise you, it was hilarious. I laughed out loud down here by myself. It was like, I'm a GD superhero, and that was the name of the game. Maybe it was a joke. Maybe it was a total joke. I don't know. It was like this anime like video, but then it was like turned into computer animation and it was like a game. And then he's like, I'm a GD superhero.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find out tomorrow. I'll go online and look at it.
Sega may suck, okay? But they have an amazing advertising campaign.
Sega?
Stadia. I enjoy watching the ads. They're totally a trip.
Thought you said Sega for a
minute. I saw one Stadia ad, and I just was not impressed.
Stadia? You haven't tried anything, though, Tice. You can't judge it yet.
Well, I'm judging by the ad I saw.
Okay.
That's good what I'm enough. Saying. Just the ad I saw didn't hook me, but I like to. I want to try Stadia, and I am curious about how it's going to end up next year when the new consoles launch, and they're supposed to be more powerful than Stadia. Because even now, like, games aren't even like what they kind of advertised as, like 4K, 60 frames per second stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even doing that, so it makes me wonder.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be like next year when new consoles come out.
Righto. Well, Jared, I know it's kind of late, probably, and was there something else that you wanted to bring up on the podcast?
I was disappointed that Breath of the Wild 2 was not on there.
That's kind of
lame. Oh, there was no reveal for that?
It would have been so legendary. Is that after they got, you know, Reggie done or whatever, or during Reggie's thing, he was like, oh, and one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing.
That's what everyone seems to be doing now.
I know. Apple started that trend.
Yep.
One more thing.
I had a beast of a time getting my... Okay, I have CenturyLink and Warfiber, and it sucks so bad.
CenturyLink blows.
Worst.
I hate them.
I'm in Hurricane, okay? I can't get a whole lot of...
Can't get the fiber? Anything. But you said you have fiber.
Fiber, yeah. But
just slow fiber?
I have to pay like a whole crap ton of money if I want like the nice speed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I started out by watching it on my Switch, which... started buffering, and I was like, screw this. So then I watched it on my smart TV, and it started buffering. So then I put it on my Apple TV, and it started buffering. So finally, I put my phone on data, and then mirrored it onto my Apple TV, and that worked.
What is this we're talking about? Sorry.
His internet.
The Video Game Awards,
the Game Awards. Okay, so
it only comes out once a year, so for me it's like kind of like the nerd Super Bowl. I think it's fun. I enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of it's sham, but I just watch it for the game reveals.
Yeah, well.
Like a lot of those categories are awful.
Yeah. I didn't even know. This sounds bad, because here we are in a gamer podcast, and I didn't know about the Gamer Awards.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I actually had never even heard of it. That it was even a thing until tonight.
To be honest, I don't even think the audience was too pumped to be there tonight.
Which is weird. Stephen Curry was there. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
None of them know what basketball is, though. So, other than playing it on a video game. So.
I remember NBA Jam. I don't remember him in it.
They're like, NBA Jam? What? Are you in that game? Oh, man. Cool. What was I gonna say? Did you beat Luigi's Mansion?
You know he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think he talked about it last time.
Ago.
Yeah, I didn't 100% it, but I did beat it.
You obliterate games.
I beat it, and you know I had fun with it. The thing that disappointed me the most about the game was just the boss battles. Like they were unique, but I just didn't find a lot of them fun.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed them. But,
fun. I had a lot of fun, like, fighting the ghosts, though. It was always fun to grab a ghost and fling him around into the room and watch him break, like, a coffee table or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something fun in that.
We're having a fun time finding all the booze.
Mm-hmm.
Finding booze? You found booze on the game? I thought this was an e-game.
I went through the entire game without catching one boo.
I think I got them all because I got, like, the flashlight thing that shows up as a boo now instead of my normal flashlight.
Yeah.
So you can trick them or something?
No, it just changes the way your flashlight looks. Yeah.
You should be able to, like, fool the other boos.
I got all the boos. Who am I going to fool?
Oh, good point. I don't know anything about the game, so I don't even know how it's played.
There's like, ghosts. What's the and goal? Or... There's a toad driving a bus that shouldn't be driving a bus.
Sounds fun. Sounds interesting. It's family game of the year, though.
Into a flashlight.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, like family game of the year was really just Nintendo game of the
Nintendo's gonna win that.
Oh, for
no
sure.
Matter what.
Like all like. I'm... All the games were like Nintendo games. It should have just been Nintendo game of the year.
I'm shocked that Luigi's Mansion won over Smash, though, because Smash, you can play more players.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you can play what? Like 12 players, 16 players on one TV?
That's crazy. So.
That's nuts.
I mean, you could have the whole family playing that game all at once.
Hey, before we move on to ending this, have you... You have Disney Plus?
Yeah, I haven't touched it. I just finished Atypical on Netflix. I loved it. It was
Atypical?
So good. Atypical, yeah.
I was going to ask you about The Mandalorian if you've watched it yet.
No, I'm going to start watching that probably tomorrow.
Oh, man, it's so good. It's awesome. Lots of...
Yeah, I heard someone gets cut in half by a door.
Yeah, that's the very first, like, 5 minutes of the show. But that's like the most violent thing in the whole show so far.
Is it?
And so, and then episode 6 comes out tomorrow, so you can binge all 6 episodes.
I don't like to binge episodes.
Well, that's why it's been good, because every week, if you would have started it when it came out, you could have watched one episode a week and then get the hype going every week and talk about it with your coworkers and nerd out. Dude, it's a good show.
I see where we're getting at with this.
That's why they're doing it this way. Yeah, that's why they're doing it this way. No, it's good, though. They reference a lot of the, like, original Star Wars stuff. Like, there's an AT-ST, and there's, like, sand people, and there's Jawas and a sand crawler, and just awesome stuff like that. Like, very
that's
well done.
Awesome. I will say that, though I do hate Battle Royale games, I think it is cool what Fortnite is doing with the TIE Fighter gliders and the whole, like, everyone gets together to meet the director.
That's crazy.
I think that's cool.
Well, and they had, like, a Stormtrooper outfit that you could get.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they had a red Stormtrooper, a Sith Stormtrooper, and then Rey, and I can't remember the other one.
Like Phasma or something? But she's dead, so never mind.
Who's dead?
Phasma. She was the the metallic shiny stormtrooper from episode 7 and 8.
No. I probably didn't see
those. Tyson is banned from the rest of the podcasts until further notice, until he likes Star Wars
again. No, that's not going to happen. Again.
It's going to happen.
Again. I really never liked Star Wars to begin with.
Well,
such a pity.
He can play on his Mortal Kombat arcade and it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yep, we got the stand on there, and I played Mortal Kombat 1 tonight.
Yeah, Justin got sick of seeing the riser box just sitting there, and he's like, we're putting this together.
I like building stuff, so I saw that thing, I'm like, this thing needs to get built.
Yeah, after like a month of finally seeing it, we built it. Well, Justin built it as I kind of just wandered around the room.
You found me a screwdriver.
Okay. Yeah.
Does this have all the Mortal Kombats on it?
1, 2, and Ultimate MK3.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My buddy, back in the day, he got me Mortal Kombat 3 for my birthday.
Ooh.
And we could never figure out how he could afford it. Come to find out that he stole it from Blockbuster and gave it to me.
That's funny.
My mom made me, like, give it back to Blockbuster and everything. It was
he
so
stole
embarrassing.
It. He probably has a fee of, like, $300 still with Blockbuster.
Do you remember Jerem Brown? You probably won't. I bet David Furrow.
Sounds kind of familiar.
David would remember him. Yeah.
Jerem Brown. He stole it from Blockbuster. Here's a cool present. There's no case with it, but
yeah.
It's just
there
the cartridge.
No case or anything.
And there's a Blockbuster sticker on the back.
There's a sticker peeled off. Has the void left on there.
My house before I gave it to you to make sure it worked.
He's like, just ignore that sticker that's on there.
That's funny.
And he wrote happy birthday over the sticker. That's awesome. Oh, man.
So that's my fond memory of Mortal Kombat 3. And my mom telling me I'm going to go to hell for playing it.
Yeah. I remember...
Oh, my mom took away all the Mortal Kombats and put them in her hiding place mm-hmm. all the time. You're not supposed to play this game.
I pre-ordered Mortal Kombat 3 and got a t-shirt with it that, like, fell apart as soon as I put it on.
Oh, that sounds you like know? A good quality.
You're that ripped, Tyson?
Yeah. Put it on and just, you know, my massive muscles, just the shirt couldn't handle it.
He was just so into Mortal Kombat that he took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Just ripped right through that thing.
Serious, man. That was such a low-quality shirt. Breathed on it wrong and it'd start tearing apart.
Dang. That would have been fun to keep that one. Could have sold it on eBay for thousands of dollars now.
Yeah, here's a half-torn shirt.
Speaking of, did you guys get the gold edition of Zelda 64 when it came out?
Oh, yeah, Ocarina of Time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My mom. Yeah, with the golden t-shirt from
that came with a shirt, yeah.
I never got the shirt.
David still has it, I think.
But I got the gold cartridge.
I still had it.
Yeah, the gold cartridge.
I never got a shirt. I never got, like, half the pre-order bonuses I should have gotten from, like, GameStop back in the day.
So, wasn't it just in a big box? Like,
no.
So they sue them for emotional damage.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you, Tyson.
It was called Babbage's back then.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We always made fun of it because it had a certain word in it.
Babbage's?
Yeah, Babbage's.
Yep.
Okay, I get it. Took me a second.
I don't get it, but I'll just pretend that I do. Are we just making a boob joke? Please tell me we're making a boob joke.
No. Remember? No, none of that.
Yeah, that's right. Can't offend the people that don't listen to the podcast.
You never know who's listening to our podcast, Tyson. Could be the feds.
Government.
Jared was worried about the feds catching on to our last podcast. Like, I can't believe you mentioned some of those things from work. And I'm like, I don't know. It just came out.
Hey, we've already name dropped Jeremy Brown. So, hey, feds, you know, look for him, I guess.
Blockbuster offendee.
So would his, like, Blockbuster debt transfer to the, like, last Blockbuster around?
Yeah, it's still on a record somewhere.
Yeah, they transfer, but it's like three.
It's probably $300 or more.
Yeah, still owes. So he owns that Blockbuster in, like, Bend, Oregon, like $300 now.
They still have Blockbuster, like, Redbox machines.
Isn't there one left?
Yeah, it's in Bend, Oregon.
What?
My sister refuses to take me there for a vacation.
Is that the one where they filmed that scene from the Captain Marvel?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
They smashed it.
I want to go there and get a t-shirt.
A Blockbuster
t-shirt? Yeah, a Blockbuster t-shirt. Sign up for a Blockbuster membership. Rent a video and never bring it back.
It's funny how iconic it is now. Still, I mean. Yeah. People when they talk about video. Yeah. When people talk about video rentals,
make it a Blockbuster.
They don't talk about Hollywood Video.
No.
That's too bad because Hollywood Video was like almost as big. It just didn't catch on. The name wasn't catchy and everybody just refers to Blockbuster.
Yeah, well, I kind of had to go to Hollywood Video because I had too many, like, late fees at Blockbuster.
You're like, I'm starting a new membership at Hollywood.
Yep, so it's like, I guess I can't go to Blockbuster anymore. I'll just go to Hollywood Video. What was weird is we had, like, two Blockbusters and two Hollywood Videos within, like, 5 minutes of each other. They were all close,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
they were pushing them on us.
They were all in Orem there, huh?
Yeah. Just
crazy.
Remember we'd rent stuff like Resident Evil and all that?
It's like, you rent a game twice, and you could have owned it by then.
Yep.
Like, why have I not bought this game?
The best part is you're sitting here at the rental store looking at, like, the front cover, like, well, this kind of has cool artwork, so it must be good.
Right.
That's all you had to go off of.
Kids today will never know what that's like when you're just sitting there, well, like, okay, I'm just Google it. Yeah, I'm getting something for the Nintendo.
I watch a review.
Dude, okay. I rented this game called Flying Dragon. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Never heard of it.
NES.
Flying
Dragon is a fighting game. Anyway, so they came out with Fighting Dragon 64 or Fighting Dragon. I can't remember. But anyway, so I rented it and I beat it. I'm not kidding you. This game was so poorly designed. I beat it in less than 2 minutes.
Wow.
Because it's a fighting game, so you go through all the fights, you know, and there's, like, this god move you can do where you can fly into the air while you're spinning and kicking and kill everybody in one hit. And so you can beat the game in less than 2 minutes. I called Hollywood, and I'm like, this is bull crap. I want my money. And they just laughed at me.
It was a lot of money to a kid back then.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money.
$5?
You know, have to work hard for it.
But that's how, like, I played so many games through rentals first back then.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I remember Chrono Trigger.
I kind of...
A couple times.
Chrono Trigger.
Kind of miss game rentals. Oh, the best part about RPGs on game rentals is you always did, like, game number 2 or number 3, so just praying that no one would delete your game when you rented
right,
it again.
Right, because it would save on the battery, so you would always, like, try to make sure to get that same copy.
You could just play off someone else's game.
Yeah, I did that for, like, Super Metroid. I rented that game a couple times, and I was like, well, this guy's far ahead. I guess I'll just play from his game.
You could just skip half the game.
Yep.
Oh, I did start Breath of Fire.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, it actually plays more like a roguelike than I thought it would.
This is an RPG, yeah?
Yeah, it was for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's an RPG, but you continually... I think we talked about this, Justin, but you continually have to play the same dungeon over and over again until you get strong enough to beat it.
Yeah, that game was difficult. I remember that.
Yeah, it's very different because, you know, level other up. Games... Well, you do level, yeah, you level up and you keep your experience and whatever you find. But, I don't know, I just thought it was interesting because there's a lot of repetition in it.
Does it feel grindy?
It reminds me a lot of the roguelike games we have now.
And it's got, like, Lady with Wings that flies around on your team. She, like, flies in the air. That's what I remember about the game.
That's what Stardew Valley kind of felt like that for me after a while because, like, all I was doing was going to the mines and just... Mine, like
Justin,
over and over.
You're doing it wrong. Did you not see that video on Harvest on Stardew Valley where you can put like item codes in your name and get items every time someone talks to you, mentions your name?
Really?
Yeah.
Little cheat codes.
I wouldn't say it was a cheat code, but yeah, I mean it cheats for you that way.
I don't like cheating on games anymore. I don't know. I used to back in the Game Shark days and Game Genie.
Well, I think part of the reason is nobody really has cheat codes anymore.
Yeah.
Like when's like the last big game with cheat codes compared to
And
like
I'm thinking of Pokemon Go again. I know you hate to talk about it, but my friends at work have been trying to get me to do like a spoofing GPS spoofer. There's like a third-party app that you can actually install and it basically lets you just walk in the game, like, with buttons. That's not how the game's meant to be played. You're supposed to walk around in real life.
Yeah, I'd rather play the game that way than walk around in real life.
And my coworker's like, it ruined the game for me, but I still like it. And I'm like, huh. So you're trying to sell me on it with that statement? I don't know. I kind of am curious, but I don't know. I feel like I kind of want to earn the stuff and find all the Pokemon without that. And if you get to all the Pokemon with that, then you didn't really, like, play the game the right way.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the game, really. Like, there's sometimes where it's fun to load up, like, Doom and just turn on, the God Mode cheat.
Yeah,
and just,
like,
punch demons to death and have them explode.
Oh, I've heard doing that with Quake.
Yeah. God Mode.
Yeah, you just turn that on. Like, there's sometimes where it's just fun to do that.
Yeah, well, if you beat the game without doing that, then you have every right to go and do that.
Like, I love playing Resident Evil 1 on the PlayStation with a Game Shark code where it gave me the rocket launcher. Because I was never good enough to beat the game in, like, under 3 hours. But it was just so fun to walk around with the rocket launcher and blow everything up.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I just had an epiphany.
What?
It's totally off topic and stupid, but the Stadia symbol is a Wi-Fi.
Huh.
Wait a minute. I thought it was a controller.
No, it's a Wi-Fi symbol, but with an S in it.
Stadia. I'm looking it up on my phone.
I just saw my Wi-Fi image, and all of a sudden, I was like, I heard Stadia in my head.
Oh, it's like an S. See, Tice?
Uh-huh.
It's like an S.
Yeah.
It's a little scribble. It looks like they took a highlighter and just went, rant, rant, rant.
They probably did.
So did you guys hear about the Resident Evil 3 remake coming out next year?
I hear it's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, I can't.
It's going to be disgusting is what it's going
to
be.
I can't wait to play it. Oh, I enjoyed the second remake and the first remake a lot. And the third was one of the games I enjoyed on the PlayStation. I really like the third one, even though it's kind of seems as... I don't know, that it's real split in the community, but I liked it.
Jared, you still there?
You hung up on Jared.
Just looking at pictures of Nemesis.
I thought I lost him somehow. No. Okay.
Nemesis looks freaking crazy in this one.
Yeah, dude, that game was freaky. His face looks all melted and junk. I remember I played 1, 2, and 3, and even Code Veronica. Those were the only ones I ever played, but 3 was the scariest thing. When the Nemesis was chasing you, and it was like
horrifying.
Ugh, jeez.
It's like you were trapped in a bad dream with lead boots.
Yeah, and you could hear him coming closer, and he was always there, like, chasing you no matter what. And you're like, crap, I gotta get moving again.
You'd always, like, bust through a wall or something, too, to get you.
Right there, and you're like, Eric, it's good, I'm away from him, I don't hear the footprints. And then you walk 2 steps and
through a wall. Yeah, Kool-Aid man.
You're like, yeah, Kool-Aid!
It doesn't even give you the opportunity to shoot the Magnum in time, because it's a slow gun.
Oh man, that was scary. I remember playing those games with the lights out, and just because I was like, well, I want this to be scary, and then I'm like, oh crap, this is too scary. Like, I need to turn the lights back on.
I play with the lights on. I'm not that dumb, Justin.
Well, Silent Hill was even worse for that. Jeez.
Okay. We talk about scary games. Clock Tower gave me nightmares and totally tripped me out.
Do you ever play that?
I never played, no. I think Fatal Frame 2 was one that probably scared me the most.
Fatal Frame 2?
Fatal Frame 2 on the PS2. Huh. I'd have a friend play that with me.
Never played that one. I heard of that.
I have, like, the latest Fatal Frame on the Wii U. I need to play that, but I keep putting it off.
Well, we've been going for about... Well, not you, Jared, but we've been going for about an hour and 12 minutes. Unless you have something else you wanted to bring up.
Not really.
It's always
Thanks
nice
for having me on your show.
Nice having you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, something to cap it off. There is a Jesus the size of a house over in St. George off of one of the bluffs as you get off the freeway.
Wow. Really? Is it permanent?
It's nuts. I'm going to text you a picture of it real quick.
Is it a permanent statue or something?
No, it's for the Christmas? Holidays, oh, okay. But it's almost comical.
Is it like a Catholic thing or a Mormon thing?
It looks like Jesus the Redeemer from, like, the painting, The Second Coming.
Oh, so it's an LDS thing, then.
Okay. I don't know. It kind of looks like it. I just sent it.
Oh, you just sent it. Oh, it's in someone's backyard.
It's like Buddy Jesus, almost. Oh, it's kind of weird.
Wow. It's like...
Everyone I've talked to is kind of offended by it.
Yeah, kind of. It looks hippie-ish.
Right.
It's off the bluff. That's funny. It's just someone's backyard. Christ. Well, everybody's got their own way of celebrating Christmas, and it's in their yard, so no one can do anything about it.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. And plus, it's not taller than their house. But I just thought that was an interesting thing.
That is pretty big.
That's funny.
Alright, folks. Have a good night.
Well, it's probably better that it's Jesus and not Satan.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah, or Jesus with, like, an upside-down pentagram.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
A lot of upside-down pentagrams in video games these days.
I haven't noticed.
Well, Doom has that always just because it's like you're in hell or demons are coming from
Well, like, portal. Every id game has been like that, though.
Yeah. Well, they even got Nine Inch Nails to help do the music on Quake.
Yeah.
And I swear, it sounds like Nine Inch Nails helped do the music on the new Doom, too, it sounds like. But it wasn't. But it sounds inspired, like, by Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, it's very industrial.
Yeah, it's industrial and creepy, and, oh, man, it's the perfect, like, soundtrack for it.
Just wait.
How do you feel when you play that game? Don't you feel creeped out and kind of like, there's spirits in my house?
A little bit, no. But the thing that helps me, like, makes me feel good when I'm playing that game is that I'm destroying them. Like, yeah, I am stopping... I feel good about blowing away evil zombies and monsters from hell. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm going to use that as a selling point with my wife.
Hey, I'm not doing evil things. I'm stopping the evil, you know?
Yeah, you just have to do evil things to stop evil. It's okay.
Oh, well. Someone's got to stop, you know, all the demons in hell, so...
Okay, I'm gonna go play Monster Boy now. I'll talk to you about it next week if I'm invited.
Okay. No, you're always invited.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Talk to you later. Have fun. Good night.
Bye. I guess that's...
So is that a wrap then?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wrap. Let me find the mouse cursor.
Good night, folks. That was fun. It was real. And it was real fun.
There we go.
The mouse is right here.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
I've lost the mouse. Nope, I found it again. All right. Nope.
A little bit down.
Okay, hold on.